proclamation number 4838 dated the February 14th, 1950. Reference to great adversity. Battle of faith. Admonition. Not much more time is given to you. You should know this and live the short time consciously so that it will still be a time of grace for you during which you can prepare yourselves and gather strength for the forthcoming event which will require all your strength. Don't let yourselves be deceived by the apparent calm and state of peace, for this will change overnight and the conduct of people at whose mercy you are will petrify you. You will not want to believe that the past hardship repeats itself so soon and follow the events in the world with horror. Yet believe that you will only be helped if you turn to the one who is Lord over everything, who can protect you even from the greatest danger and to whom you must entrust yourselves if you want to endure the coming time and remain steadfast in the battle which you must fight for the sake of your soul's salvation. You can still gain much if you make use of the period of rest in order to reinforce your faith, to accept God's word and to accumulate spiritual wealth. Yet sooner than you think, great adversity will threaten to overcome you if you don't appeal for strength from above, which requires strong faith from you in order to be able to pray in spirit and in truth. The opportunity to be able to enter into contact with God exists for you at all times, and you should use it before it is too late, for once you get into difficulties you will hardly be able to think straight. This is why you should turn your eyes upwards now and call upon the one who hears you in every adversity and who wants to and can help you if only you turn to him with complete trust. Be seriously admonished not to forget about him so that he will not forget you when you need him and depend on his help. There is only a little time left, therefore make use of it and gather strength, which God imparts to you through his word. Amen.